It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Wildfire season's not over yet, despite the widespread rain of the last couple of weeks. Fire crews mobilized earlier this week to fight a big new fire in south central Washington. Kurt Ranta knows a lot about big fires. He leads the Baker River Hotshots, based in Concrete, Washington. Hotshots are an elite team of men and women who fight the most dangerous forest fires. Ranta's been a hotshot for 21 years, and he leads one of two hotshot crews based here in Washington. They get deployed all over the western United States. Ranta spoke earlier this week to The Record's David Hyde.
So when and where was your last deployment fighting fires?
The crew just got back from Featherville, Idaho. Actually, they had a flurry of fires this summer, and one of them, most recent fires, was the Kelly Fire northeast of Boise. So we spent about a week on that fire and just returned a couple days ago.
What's a typical strategy look like for a hotshot crew trying to control one of these big hot fires?
If it's burning big and hot, you can't get right on the edge of it. It's just too dangerous, to put it quite simply. So, you look at fires like the fire down in the Yosemite and even some of the fires in the Northwest this year. If it's big and it's growing, you have to back off, choose a road system, or you build hand line that's a ways off from the fire, and then you very often end up doing what we call burning out, where you literally put light fire on the ground and back burn into the main fire, and that basically eliminates fuel for the fire to burn towards. So you're giving ground to catch the fire, essentially. The last month, where we've had a little bit of moisture, we've been able to get a little bit more what we call direct, where we can actually, the fire behavior is subdued. We can go in and actually get right on the fire edge. Takes quite a bit of work, and there's still a lot of exposure, but sometimes that's the best tactic once you get some a break in the fire.
And you mentioned exposure. What are the biggest dangers that you face fighting fires?
Obviously, there's the fire itself, and we have safeguards against that. A lot of it, though, really is the hazards you deal directly on the ground, in the woods. Steep terrain means things roll out of the fire, rocks, logs, burning snags, which are burning trees. Or a big hazard. We lose some of our firefighters each year from falling snags. So going direct isn't always any safer than actually doing anything else, meaning getting right in the fire edge, because you're dealing with a lot of those hazards that are out in the woods. We call those gravity hazards typically, because they come from below and they can hurt or kill you just as easily as the fire can. So
this year, 19 hotshots perished in a fire northwest of Phoenix, Arizona, and I've read that the hotshot community of forest firefighters is pretty tight. How did that tragedy affect you and your crew based here in Washington State?
It was a big blow, and I think we're all still dealing with it our own ways, and we'll continue to deal with it and process it now that the fire season is starting to wind down. I think, it's our nature to put our heads down and keep working, because that's what we do. It was a shock to me. It's unprecedented that we lose an entire crew all in one shot. It's just, it was tough to deal with. So reaching out to peers that understand and just commiserating, I think, is the way I dealt with it. And then just keep your head down and work, and everybody processes it a little differently. And, of course, if you've been a hotshot for a long time or you've been in fire management for a long time, it hits even harder. So we'll be dealing with it for a while, for sure.
How do you go back to work after something like that happens?
Routine maybe helps. Just used to doing what we do, and you find comfort in doing something that you know how to do well. And I think that's part of it. That's part of the therapy that goes along with it. And in a way, I think with some folks and me, it invigorated me to go do my job better. And I think the only way you're going to do that is to get out there and go back at it. I think it's just a way to deal with stress. And that was a very stressful event for the whole wildland fire community.
I think some people listening, they're aware of the risks of a job like yours and probably wonder, why do you do it despite all that risk?
Well, somebody has to do it. There are a lot of rewards to the job, and a lot of that really, in my mind, and that's why I've been doing it for so long, is it's working with 20 people that you become very close with and are able to do pretty amazing things to accomplish the task and the mission you're given. So just witnessing that often on a daily basis is, I think, what ultimately keeps me going. I think everybody's motivated in different ways. I was motivated in different ways when I was in college and as a hotshot. You know, it was fun. It was adventurous. You made money. At this point, it's more kind of a synergistic thing, I think, with the crew.
Kurt Ranta is a forest firefighter. He leads the Baker River Hotshots based in Concrete, Washington. I want to ask about this season. How did this year's fire season compare to years past?
You know, it's certainly winding down a little quicker than it has in the last 10 years, probably. Typically, we're at the height of our fire season right now, still in the Northwest. So fair amount of rain occurred in the last few weeks, and that's a little unusual for the mid later part of the summer. So, you know, August is probably average. A lot of large fires spread out over the West, kept everybody busy, and still a few fires out there. But yeah, I'd say from a scale perspective, maybe not as wide scale and as recent years passed.
That's Kurt Ranta speaking with the Record's David Hyde. Ranta leads the Baker River Hotshots based in Concrete, Washington. He says wildfire season isn't over yet. We're typically still in the wildfire season through the end of September to early October. This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.